Hi, Father Simon. Quick question for you regarding Friday's gospel reading about a man who divorces his wife, and if he remarries, he commits adultery. And if a woman divorces her husband, she remarries, she commits adultery. But what about the people, the other people, like the husband and the wife who did not want the divorce, but then their divorce? Explain the teaching on remarry of those spouses who didn't want that divorce. Or, you know, I know they, I understand the covenant of marriage, but I, as the case of my friend who married a Catholic man whose wife divorced him, and then many years later she married him, and I was trying to explain, we've always believed and taught
that one can be validly married only once unless death intervenes, and you know, despite the current excitement, I don't think that is going to change in the church. This has been 2,000 years of consistent teaching, and that's not going to change. This is the problem. Is not the divorce and remarriage. The problem is the over-sexualized society in which we live. Divorce, you know, it's very interesting. In the Old Testament, we read, I believe it's in the book of Malachi, God hates divorce. He doesn't hate the divorced, but God hates divorce. And I tell people, prefer a serious disease to a divorce. There's nothing as heartrending as a divorce. You know, you can get over a death in a sense, that the loss of someone through death hurts for the rest of your life. This is a good one. This is a little personal to talk about it here. We don't see it this way, but I think this is the way God sees it. My mother, who was one of the dearest people in the world, people used to come up to me 20, 30 years after her death and tell me what a wonderful woman she was. She had been a teacher for many years in the town I grew up in. And people would come and say, your mother saved my life, you know, when I was a kid, that kind of thing. So she was an amazing woman. And, of course, we're Germans, and you will not cry, you must be stoic. So German wakes, it's almost like a reception, and at least the ones I've been to. So mother died, and of course nobody grieved. You had to be stoic, and she lived a wonderful life, and we loved her. Well, you know, grief will come on. I remember about 6 or 7 months after she had died, I had nightmares, a recurring nightmare that she had not died. She had moved to a halfway house in California after a breakdown and refused to acknowledge that we existed, and we were going to go out and try to find her. And I would wake up in a cold sweat, and I was going to sound callous. I would wake up in a cold sweat thanking God she was dead. Because, you see, I learned from that there is something worse than death. It is unfaithfulness. She loved us to the last. And God looks at it that way. We look at it, well, I'm lonely. Okay, you're lonely. This is a very brief life. And, you know, that tragedy of divorce, you're sharing with, if you have kids, if you have relatives. I remember my father grieving over a divorce in the family. And he went to his death grieving over that divorce. Not his divorce. He was not divorced, but... You know, that to be faithful is everything. And you see, when a person, well, what do you mean be faithful? This guy left me years ago and I'm supposed to live the rest of my life alone? No. No, you're not supposed to live the rest of your life alone. You're supposed to live your life in the communion of the church. You're being faithful not simply to the man who has been faithless to you. You're being faithful to God and faithful to yourself. I said I would do this, and I will do it. I have a dear friend who, whose husband was, well, the only word for it is psychotic. The marriage broke up years ago. I mean, for the protection of the children. She never divorced him. She refused to divorce him. He could care less whether it was married or divorced. She refused to divorce him. she is a widow now, but she was faithful. And, you know, we don't believe that. That's just cruel. Faithfulness is no longer a virtue to be emulated. It's a tough thing. We got a tough religion, though. It's a tough religion. Mm-hmm. Maybe that person can't take it. Maybe they can't, you know, it's a tough thing. I admit. And admittedly, I've never been through it, but, you know, yeah. I'm a celibate man. I go to bed alone at night and, will until I die, God willing. This is a tough, we have a tough religion, and it doesn't conform to the standards of the world. We live in a world which says that unless you are sexually active, you are not fully human. Christianity says, unless you can enter into a covenant relationship, you're not fully human. We're at loggerheads with this society, and we need to understand that. I don't know if that helps at all, but
yes.
Jesus seems pretty
Thank
clear
you.
About it.
Thank you. Excellent.
Well, good. God bless you. I mean, it's a tough thing. And the church should provide that community of support for those people who are lonely because of divorce. It's a difficult thing. All right, I got to go to a break, but I hope